Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, I'm conservative. Tribal war cry. So? Tribal war cry. Yeah, I'm Republican. So? Tribal war cry. Steve Harvey, he visited the tower. Ain't say nothing, no. Nope. Jesus visited the tower. Kanye said nothing. I'm a warrior, not from Golden State, no Kevin Durant. I'm not a cupcake. I ain't Muslim, but I stand with them, cause they under attack, cause of brown skin. You attack Muslims, refuse to be quiet, unlike Farrakhan. I won't stay silent, N-O-I silent nation. Christians won't speak against Trump's ban. Now that's real deep. Attack overseas and diss refugees, and in the U.S. you disrespect me. Diss Trump on the air. I marched in the street. I walked like a man. CIA watching. Trump talking reckless. 100 days in. Most of you rappers, what y'all saying? Yo gang bang rhymes, but you hesitant to say your drive by on a president. Boo-da-da, boo-da-da, do. Boo-da-da, boo-da-da, do. Segregate my land. Wanna build a wall? I'll join Mexican. C4 make it fall. Attack my brown brothers. An act of war. Grab the clips. Molotovs in the car. Straight to Trump Towers. Building shaking. The black juggalo. Without the makeup. Land of the free, home of the brave. Attack my people, put you in a grave. Modern Nat Turner, birth of a nation. Shaka Zulu mind, it's what you're facing. Tribal war cry, tribal war cry. Boo-da-da, boo-da-da. Boo-da-da, boo-da-da. Boo-da-da, boo-da-da. And it shouldn't blacks. It's sad to see more whites than blacks out there protesting. You see, you can fire the FBI.
True.
But Trump can't fire me.
Me?
No. God hired me.
True.
Yahweh.
Allah.
Allah. The creator. I wear that armor.
Proud.
No fear. BMA all day and night. Emax the image. Rider music.
Gangster.
Underground.
Durant Sean.
Hey, I want to say, number one, Al Porter, Man in the Street, chapter 7, verse 11. 7-11. Anyway. That M period, A period, N period is an abbreviation acronym for Music Activism News. Hey, for those who went online to Emax Radio on blogtalkradio.com, I thank you. But for those who are there, you can get as bold as the 216-209, 216-400, 216-820 who's calling in. And you can call in to the 646-478-0944 phone number. Three quick disclaimers, which might help us all out. Disclaimer number one, you get info on this show. Have pen, pencil, paper, laptop, desktop, smartphone, notebook for any and all information that you hear. Disclaimer number two, if you hear something you don't like, don't blame Blog Talk or Varsity Music. Call and blame Boogie Me at 646-478-0944. Disclaimer number three, you may not want to talk, but I'm coming to your phone line and see what's on your mind. If you can't talk, stay silent and go back on hold. Change your mind. Call back or press 1. So with that being said, I need to do something that four different things real quick before the first phone caller. I'll give you a top 10 from a Monday to a Monday in music and entertainment. All right, starting at number 10, we will say, of course, Solomon Kane. Number 9, Emax the Image. Number 8, DC Ralph debuts. Number 7, Black Odyssey. Number 6, Live from the Garage. Number five, Fatty Banks. Number four, the debut of the Black House Sounds open mic, Luck of the Irish program. More on that in just a little while. Number three, the debut of the Supreme Honors Weekend, 2 days of activities. More on that in just a little while. Number two, the debut, well, of course, Saturday, 1 p.m., downtown Superior, East 18th Street. 1 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time is the St. Patrick's Day Parade, where there'll be thousands downtown. And a lot of them drinking green beer. Don't get it myself. But debuting, number one, the International Women's March. More on that in just a little while. Did phenomenal. Had a lot of people come out for that. But as I start things off, before I go to the blinds, I want to start this off this way and say, rest in peace, rest in heaven to Black House Sounds founder Joseph Motley Jr.'s grandfather, who passed away. Now, Joe, he spent plenty of time with him before he was on his deathbed, and he spent plenty of time with him the days before he passed. So that's what matters the most. To me, that's what matters the most. So I wanted to put that out there. Also, bear with me on this one because King Swisher, a.k.a. used to be known as Young Swisher, but King Swisher, a.k.a. King Swisher X on some of his pages, his child, Kingston Willie Johnson, who was born February the 20th, 2018, and passed on March the 8th, 2018. Like his dad said, rest in power. And then last but not least, I want to send this one out to Sandra Ferguson. Her father passed. And the one thing that I could say, she was there with her father plenty of times, plenty of times. You never know how things might turn out. When you're there, you really don't have anything negative to be said because you've done what you were supposed to do. So with that being said, oh, wow, I even have a 330 area code calling in. All right, I'm going to, at least before I go to the first phone caller, which is 216-209, I'm going to at least just say, you know, sometimes you get a chance to at least say something. So I just want to say that the 4-foot step ladder for the soapbox, you did have the bus stops here rally to save public transit, save RTA, and it was held today at Public Square, also to stop the possible cuts, courtesy of Clevelanders for Public Transit. I've always mentioned them on my show and what they've done. Indivisible Cleveland and many others were there. And if you ride the bus to work, buy groceries, visit your children, some of your badass children, visit schools to deal with your badass children, or what have you. Where were some of y'all? With that being said, I'm going to 216-209. He's probably going to tell me that he doesn't care anything about public transit, but, or she might tell me that. 216-209, you're on live. How you doing?
I'm great, brother. This is John from Black Odyssey, for all those that don't know. And I wanted to say, first and foremost, thank you for protesting for public transit, because that is very important to many of us who get to work every day and go and to and from wherever it is in the city. So thank you for that, and thank you for the red light cameras as well, because that's also important since we're talking about traffic.
Thank you.
So, and I know for a fact you were one of the first people out there for both. I know this, so hands down,
yes, sir.
I gotta commend you on a job well done. But I want to get into some information that I need to pass along to the public. I do run a company called All American Shoe Shines, and right now I'm doing a children's sale on tennis shoes. So if you bring your kids' shoes in, you can get two pairs of shoes clean, shoe shine, or whatever the case is, for $5 for children's shoes.
Yeah.
This is an Easter sale we're doing. Two pairs of kids' shoes, shine, clean, or whatever, for $5. The next thing I want to get into, Black Odyssey is getting ready to drop another video pretty soon called Late Nights. Be on the lookout for that. be on the lookout for another Black Odyssey Films project. It will be, it's in the making right now. Honesty Blade, Boss Level, be on the lookout for that. Be on the lookout for Gold Studio soon, too. We are busy. That's why when you hear the quiet periods in Black Odyssey, that's because we're working really hard to bring you something to the public. Oh, man, it's so much. I don't even know where they just keep going along on the list at. Be on the lookout. Be on the lookout for a Black Odyssey is going to drop. Well, no, that I'll do this first. I want to shout out to everybody that was on the Best of the Best mixtape, because today marks the day where it went over 10,000 views, and that was a year ago. Not that. And it's up to like 14,000 views now, but it went over 10,000 views. So I will share the post at some point tonight. So you can look for me at John Allen on Facebook, or just look for Black Odyssey, BLAQODESSY. You can follow the link on Twitter, Instagram. When you go to YouTube, just Black Odyssey TV. Google Plus and any other major networking site that's out there, you can find this Black Odyssey.
Man. I thank you very much for calling in. And, hey, if you listen to the show, I think you might like what a couple of things that we get into.
I sure will.
No problem, man. And it's getting ready to get interesting because we have the 216-400, 216-820, the 330 area code. Huh. Could be somebody telling us some. Who knows? They might have some information about LeBron James they want to throw out there. Then again, they might want to call in from Akron and say, hey, you all don't give us enough credit for doing anything besides LeBron James. So stay tuned for that phone area code. But before I do, I would like to at least throw out there that as I look at things, you do have, wow, this is interesting. I'll do a two-for-one, the National School Walkout. National School Walkout. One of the things I believe that Women's March Cleveland, so if you find it on Facebook, it's National School Walkout Women's March Cleveland. I guess they are in the midst of that one. It will be happening at 10 a.m. Cleveland Standard Time to 10:17 a.m. Cleveland Standard Time. And it's the event is sponsored by the Nation's Youth Fed Up with Gun Violence this coming Wednesday, based on the 17 youth who passed, died, murdered. Prospective youth invited to do the same at schools all over. Women's March Cleveland, Imperial Women Coalition, ClevelandRenews.com, Black on Black Crime Incorporated, Black Man's Army, Carl Stokes Brigade, Peace in the Hood, Stop Targeting Ohio's Poor, Badass Teachers, Be Mad, Rebuilding Our Village, Protecting Our Children, Mad at Congress in Action to Pass Sensible Gun Laws, but still allow the tweets to go on. So I think that's going to be very interesting because it kind of segues, it goes into, well, we'll make it fit. That the fact of the matter is that I was honored to be at a particular event that happened. It was the assault rifle ban that took place today. And I thought it was a very strong thing because it was a call to action, ban assault rifles. Didn't realize that House Bill 260, I believe, is going through the Senate right now in Ohio. And Governor Kasich has the time and the chance to do something. He said he would. Well, maybe now that he's running for president, that will be something that he will do to represent the Republican Party, conservatives. But I will say that it had a lot of different activists, ministers, citizens, students. Now, I was over there at that one today. But a few of our people did leave, like Reverend Pinckney, who went and helped out Clevelanders for Public Transit, because like our last caller said, been involved in that one. And so our main thing was we had the Justice, the Urban Educational Justice League was involved in the City Republican Movement and several others. And I just wanted to say real quick, some of the ones there was like Kent Smith, You also had the District 8 candidate, Beverly Goldstein. Dennis Kucinich's wife was there. In keeping with the theme of Women's Month, hey, it was nice that she was there with Black on Black Crime Incorporated, Black Man's Army, and many others, including the Negro Women's Coalition, and those from Indivisible Cleveland. Susie, got to give a shout out. But before I go on to the phone callers, I find it very interesting that one of the reasons why we definitely needed to be out there and to think about things is there was a drive-by, Longwood, at the same freaking time where two 15-year-olds and a 5-year-old were shot. As I recollect my thoughts on everything before I go to the phone callers, I find it very interesting that we had our quote-unquote commander-in-chief who talked very big, told the students, hey, we're going to stand up for you all. I'm going to go against the NRA on a couple of things. And back down like the whip dog that he is to make sure that he still gets those endorsements. Just did it today, but I'll get into that more in depth, I will say, next week. So I'm going to move along because I want to make sure I get to my phone callers, and I'll go to 216-400-216-400. I know you're probably a Trump and NRA supporter, but go ahead and tell me what's on your mind.
What do you mean, supporter?
Well, you could have been. Yes.
I did go down, and I'm glad that I went down because and voted on banning the assault rifles and so forth because the group said they want it done and done now. Don't wait. And so glad that a young person showed up and that she is going to support the walkout of the teenagers. And I think she was threatened if she did do it, what would happen. So I think they had their rights to walk out because they themselves are concerned about being murdered at school. So I was glad that I participated today. And thank you all so much.
No problem. No problem. I'm glad you did. Call in, and I'm glad that you at least took part in that, and that was important. So just again, thank you for doing that. That's very, very important, and I'm glad to see young people leading this movement because soon, a few more years, I won't be able to do anything except sit in a wheelchair somewhere. So at least I'm glad that these young people are stepping out for themselves. Thank you for that message.
All right.
And I appreciate it. And, hey, I thank you. And as you go back on hold, what I'll do before I go to the 216-820 is I guess I can, and then the 330-348, people say I don't give any news or tell anybody what's going on. So what I'll make the attempt to do is let people know that if you choose, there's the second annual Supreme Honor Weekend that's coming up this Friday. And Saturday, but we'll start Friday, March the 20th. Well, no, in a couple of weeks. It's not this Friday, but it's in two Fridays from now. And it will be Friday, 23rd. And that's two Fridays from now, 8 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time. Soul, hip hop, poetry. And then on Saturday, March the 24th, 8 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time, it's the Supreme Honors Night 7. Hip Hop Live Performances at the Fantasy Nightclub, 11802 Detroit Avenue, Lakewood, Ohio, 44107, East West Street, Black Wealth Music Group, as well as the Super Music Group, Stone the Butcher, and that's going on in the city. I do know that, wait a minute, that's what I was seeing. This coming Friday night, the Black House Sounds open mic with the special luck of the Irish pre-St. Patrick's Day evening celebration, hey, which will get behind the spiritual meaning behind the holiday celebration. I believe that's March the 16th, 6:45 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time, 17325 Euclid Avenue, 44112. That's the Chandler Park building. For those who are, I will say, bus challenged, you can take the number 28, suite 2190. It's the open mic free for the family with food and fun. When you get to the second floor, you can look for the Friends Fellowship sign, which is right outside all the activities. You'll know what's going on because there's all this music going on and all that type of stuff. I also want to take the time, since I'm getting some things out of the way, I just want to say, before I go to the next phone caller, that, and this is like an 8-foot stepladder for the soapbox, so it'll only take me about a minute and a half before I go to the next phone caller. Today, even though cleared by the grand jury in February, they were cleared, and they declined, I will say, in February to file charges against Cleveland Police Department officers Scott Aldridge, and Brian Myers for Tanisha Anderson's. She was 37 years old, and for those who remember, she was murdered in November 13, 2014, on Ansel Road in Cleveland, the east side. Anyway, family had a dispute. The cops came in to settle it. Boy, did they. They used to take down, move. They picked her up, body slammed on the concrete, sat on her chest. So we wonder why she passed. Well, Internal Affairs determined, and it was announced today, that training officer Scott Aldridge would be suspended for 10 days. Brian Myers, a written warning. Although Tanisha Anderson, like I said, was slammed on the cold concrete, sat on her chest with injuries that were consistent of a head-on car accident, whether you're on the driver's or passenger side, usually the driver's side because of the, you know, steering wheel. But I'll leave that alone for right now. Now, there were around three other police officers who were suspended from the sex crimes unit for not following up on their job description. But the question becomes, will arbitration overturn the suspensions? Will they be working through instead of being suspended and then finally clear? Although Tanisha Anderson's family was awarded a $2.25 million settlement. Yep. So apparently, now, protests were right on the money. It helped get some other people. There were even certain people who were running for office who weighed in on the comment. Sometimes pressure busts pipes, but now we definitely need to take a look at arbitration. But I'm going to that 216-820 phone call because they're probably like, man, I don't care about open mics. And they're probably telling me, hey, look, cops did a good job. 216-820, how are you doing out there?
You really are a character for saying that because, for one thing, Black House Sound make real Cleveland music.
And secondly,
how can you say that I don't want to hear about open mics when this is the host of the open mic, Mr. Powers? Yes, indeed, like you heard Al Porter, what he had just said, this coming Friday, March 16th, the St. Patrick's Day Eve. Yes, it's the St. Patrick's Day Eve party of the of the open mic at, represented by Black House Sound. Black House Sound will also have special performances there, and it will be free food and fun. And if you got a if you got a child with you, you do not have to look for a babysitter. Bring them on out so they can join in on the festivities and enjoy themselves. You know, it's not, if you're not too busy, like the time of what he said, 6:45 p.m., you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? The show will start around 7, and then after that, it will be ending at 9. But in the meantime, in between time, we will be putting some food in our belly, and we will be having a show. So bring your family out. Go ahead and bring your kids, because like I say, you can be mean but keep it clean. Just come on in, sign your name, check the box on what you're doing that night, and you will be able to showcase your talents. We don't discriminate because it's only God can judge you. And as I said before, you know what I'm saying, Black House Sound makes real Cleveland music, you know, and much love to my brother, the founder of Black House Sound, Joseph Motley Jr., who did lose his grandfather over the weekend, you know. So much love and respect to him, and much love to all the loved ones that we lost in this town, you know. Because like I say, the crime rate, you wake up to two murderers a day, And it's just crazy how when you turn on the news and you're hearing about someone getting killed down the way, that's just, it's just crazy, you know. And, hey, DJ Yeller from NWA have even said it before, you know, Cleveland is tough. You know, and yes, we are tough, but, hey, you know, it's also a place where folks got to survive in, you know. We not a bad city because, hey, everybody is killing in every city. You know what I mean? But, hey, I'm going to tell you right now, you know what I mean? When it comes to C-Tile don't play, not just in, right, not just in the streets, but I'm telling you right now, in the music game, period. Because, hey, like I said before, Black House Sound make real Cleveland music. And also, coming soon, Black House Sound has a real big show coming up. I ain't going to spoil the beans on that just yet, but, hey,
ooh,
I will. But I'm a, you know, as a matter of fact, to all the listeners and fans out there, I'm going to wait till next week to tell you the big, big surprise coming from Black House Sound. But in the meantime, you know what I'm saying, this Friday night, March 16th, 17325, Chandler Park Building, right there on Euclid in London, second floor, you'll see a sign that says Friends Fellowship. Black House Sound presents Open Mic Night, the St. Patrick's Day Party. Come on out, bring your family, bring your friends. It's an event for everyone, and I will see you all this Friday for the St. Patrick's Day Party. Peace.
Peace, and as you go, to hold the line. Wow, I appreciate you for doing that. I'm really interested in that 330 area code followed by 348. But before I do that, give me at least 2 minutes to at least start off and say that you can too on Facebook, Black House Sound Open Mic page. You can also check out Melanated Media News on Facebook or YouTube. While we're talking about things, you can Facebook Alfred Porter Jr. period with profile picture of a sheriff's hat. Isn't that special? Or you can Facebook I Am a Superwoman Radio, or Facebook or Blog Talk The Gambit Radio. And while I'm looking at things, you can also choose the Facebook Champagne Bang or the official Hurricane Bang page. Before I give you other pages to go to and check out, I just want to give you a quick little story. It'll only be about a minute, 15 seconds, as I use my 12-foot step ladder for my soapbox and say, some of y'all thought I was crazy. Well, some of you all still think I am. But in 2016, I worked for free for the recall election in East Cleveland, which got rid of, well, then East Cleveland Mayor Gary Norton and a sitting city council president, Thomas Wheeler. Now, Brandon King became mayor. Joy Graham moved up and became president of East Cleveland City Council, but it left because of Thomas Wheeler, Ward 3 vacancy. But they, I'll tell you, this is what happened. Call to longtime community activist Ernest L. Smith, founder and then chair of Oppressed People's Nation. And he called me. He said that in interviews and stuff like that. But anyway, call in, man in the street, and asked me, should he take the position from the establishment or wait to run in November 2017? Now, remember, this is all happening at the end of December 2016. So anyway, I called him back after about a couple of hours, you know, and he had said, if I had told him no, he'd turn it down and just run in November. But I told him, if crooked Mayor Frank Jackson of Cleveland, okay, alleged crook Mayor Frank Jackson of Cleveland called and asked me, the city of Cleveland said he wanted to appoint me is a city council person, I would have taken it. Flipped it, and it within 24 hours brought in groups like Black on Black Crime Incorporated, Black Man's Army, OPN, the Brown Report, as watchdogs, Don Bryant, and more. Heck, I might have even set up a studio in there and said, hey, Black House Sounds, let's make some music about getting the people empowered. But your Mayor Frank Jackson wouldn't have put no more like that. But anyway, I digress. Well, Earn took the appointment, and months later, the past November, without even running a campaign, last November 2017, he was overwhelmingly reelected because he came in and established the same programs for the people that he did when he was chairman of OPN. So where does that all fit in? When you do right, things happen. So Friday, March the 23rd, Friday, March the 23rd, 5 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time, the 6:45 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time, Wilson Lee and Al Porter Jr. OPN Black on Black Crime Incorporated Solutions meeting will be held at 15453 Euclid Avenue, right in East Cleveland, next to the Urbane Joe's Coffee and Cafe, right by Taylor Road, Black House Sound's own Joseph Motley Jr., who's been teacher's aide in the school system in East Cleveland, will be involved. 10 years bringing solutions in a new day for East Cleveland. Ain't how you get a job, it's what the so-and-so you do when you get it. I'm going to that 330 area code 348. Like I said, they're probably a little bit upset because they're probably like, wait a minute, there's more down here than LeBron James. Either that or they're calling to tell me, wait a minute, forget these new days and this, that, and the other. You should have never taken a job or told somebody to take a job. I never know what I'm going to get, or it could be a 330 bill collector. But I'm going to 330-348. How you doing?
I'm doing great. I'm glad to be on the show. How are you doing, Mr. Porter?
I'm doing well. You sound too cheerful to be a bill collector, so what's going on?
Well, I'm not collecting bills. I'm going to have to call next week and collect some bills from you. But my name is Eric Moore. My name is Eric Moore Jr. Actually, just to touch on, because I know you were talking about the public transit issue, and this is my issue kind of relates to that a little bit, because it sounds like our government is trying to make things harder on us, and they're the ones that need us to work and need us to get to work, and they're making it harder for us and making it more expensive for us to ride the bus, something that shouldn't even be an issue. And with what I'm working on right now, I'm trying to get a gubernatorial debate for the governor's race. I'm trying to get one up here in Cleveland. Now, we have not had one in Cleveland with the full list of candidates right now. When the election is coming up pretty soon, the primary election is May 8th, a couple months away. And we still have yet to have a debate up here. Now, just a little brief history behind that. This is the Democratic, Democratic ticket. We have four guys running, Dennis Kucinich, Richard Cordray, Joe Schiavone, and a former state Supreme Court Justice, Bill O'Neill. And these are Democrats. And, Cleveland is a little more than half African-American, yet the party who expects us to vote for them, we're not expecting enough from our party, in my opinion. The first debate was in Martins Ferry, Ohio. Now, do you know where Martins Ferry is? Martins Ferry,
no,
Ohio. You know what I'm saying? The third debate that they had was in Marysville, Ohio. Our own party is having debates and letting, basically keeping the candidates as far away from African-American voters as possible, in my opinion. And I think that it's time to stand up against them and really promote and push for a debate up here in Cleveland. Now, you'll see some info about a Cleveland City Club debate that happened December 4th, but this was not an officially sanctioned debate by the Ohio Democratic Party. And also at this debate December 4th, there was only one candidate that's still in the race now, a part of this debate, and that was Joe Schiavone. That debate December 4th was Nan Whaley, Betty Sutton, and Joe Schiavone. And now there's a whole new list of people in the debate. And and 2 months have gone by, and we still haven't got to see these guys speak in front of us. Now, they'll come to forums every now and then or something like that, but there's no discourse between the candidates. There's no questions from the people to the candidates. And, something's got to change. I mean, for a party that expects the black vote, they expect us to turn out in high numbers every election, whether it's presidential or state and local. And I think that we need to expect more of our party, and we need to have a debate right here in the city of Cleveland.
I will tell you what, that just because you said that, I will personally do what I can within the next 2 to 3 days to be an interactive talk show or on-air show to see what can be done to get an actual debate, a fair one, within the city of Cleveland, and then start blasting it out due to the ones who are in their, I will say, how their time looks. And, you know, we had an interesting place, the Garden Valley Neighborhood House, the original Garden Valley Neighborhood House. It's a large-scale community center that has room for about 300 people, and right off of 71st and Kinsman, and they serve food to over maybe 50,000 people. And it's a nice central location to get to, bus line, about 30 blocks from where the mayor stays at, and around a few other things that have been flipped in that neighborhood. So I definitely have heard your call in, and I will definitely do my very best to make that happen and see what else we can do, because you're so right. Disenfranchisement, I don't care if it comes from conservatives. I don't care if it's Democrat. It's still wrong. And as long as we are the ones that is being pick up any slack or any vote, we can't have that happen.
I totally agree. And, you know, I know that, you know, your listeners would like to hear what these people have to say. I know that the people of Cleveland and Northeast Ohio, you know, and this greater Cleveland area, I know that they want to hear what these candidates have to say and not travel 2-3 hours in the middle of nowhere to listen to these guys. And like I said, I'm very grateful for your participation in this, and I'm looking forward to getting this done.
Same here. Hey, may you have an excellent evening. And again, what is it that you represent?
I'm a member of the Northeast Ohio Young Black Democrats.
Man, I appreciate that. At least if it wasn't for young people, we'd be in a lot of trouble. So at least now I can give this proper credit. And may you have an excellent evening. Hold a line. You might like some of what you hear.
All right. I'll definitely be listening. And thank you so much.
You're welcome. You're welcome. I see a 216-255 phone caller. So before I do anything else, just because this next person you can find on Facebook and on YouTube, so it's Joseph Motley Jr. period on Facebook, or the YouTube page of Joseph Motley Jr. to see all of the videos and everything else that comes up. Or you can check out if you want to send any music in or anything like that, emaxxradio@gmail.com. Also, there's on Black Crime Incorporated Hip Hop Workshop Radio Show. That's at voiceofradio.com. Tuesdays, like tomorrow, 5 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time. Before I go to the 216-255 phone number, every once in a while, it's good to get into just a little bit of trouble, even though you don't plan on it. I would like to at least say that I find it very, very interesting that, well, it's just interesting for me because I think somebody's in trouble. And it just seems to me that somebody is in trouble for some of what it is that they may be doing. Because for those who didn't realize, just a 10-foot step ladder for the soapbox before I get to the 216-255, only be a couple of minutes, just two, I believe, because it was proven last week that President Trump's attorney, man, if this isn't a distraction, but anyway, Mike Cohen used his Trump Organization email while arranging and transferring $130,000 to adult film star Stormy Daniels' account to pay for her silence, a.k.a. her real name is Stephanie Clifford, and her current attorney, Michael Avenatti, provided First Republic Bank authorized the bank statement, which authorized the money transfer. Given that President Trump's kind of not happy because, you know, last Wednesday, the White House press secretary, which he really said is a great person, but Sarah Sanders spoke on his alleged affair with porn star Daniels that the arbitration was won in the president's favor. In plain English, what she said was, and this is why he's not very happy, that press secretary admitted that the nondisclosure arrangement exists and the president is involved. maybe Trump should be a little bit upset with himself for getting caught up. I mean, for this one is humorous to me for so many reasons, but I would like to say that one of the reasons why it's humorous to me is because, remember something, it's Christian moral values is what the Trumpster, he, like, ran on. There was already a watch group, a watchdog group, and they said, and I quote, that the $130,000 payment to Stephanie Clifford, of course, Stormy Daniels, was done, you know, on the president's behalf, and it was going against what should have been put out there. So Common Cause is the name of the watchdog group, and they said that the payout may have violated campaign finance laws as an unreported in-kind contribution. And, you know, let's face it, yeah, it's true, because nobody would have been voting for Trump because he was running on moral Christian values if they knew he was a real whoremonger who slept with a woman, you know, in 2006 while his wife, Melania, was pregnant with Barron. And then, you know, Stormy, then the dumb in chief, or president chief, whatever it is, met at a celebrity golf tournament, which she was working at a booth promoting the adult film company, Wicked Pictures. Yep. So with that being said, before I go to the next couple of callers, isn't it very interesting that right now Stormy Daniels must not have spent all of that money, or she's getting a lot more because she said, hey, I'm going to return the hush money. Anyway, with that being said, I'm going to 216-255, who's probably telling me Trump was absolutely right, and there was no hiding of any income whatsoever. 216-255, you can let me have it.
Hey, good evening. How you doing tonight?
How you doing?
I'm great.
I'm doing
thank
well.
You.
What about you?
All good, right. Good. I was out
what's
in the cold today with some. I was out in the cold with a bunch of demonstrators today at the bus stops here rally for stopping the cuts of the RTA, and it was a good turnout even in a cold, snowy day. And, I, you know, got a little bit chilly myself, but it was very invigorating and had some good speakers. The president of the union was out there, of the driver's union, and some riders that were actually in wheelchairs and gave some speeches. Maybe it'll be on Fox 8 tonight. I don't know if they were out there, and they gave some good speeches, so hopefully they'll be on there. Because the woman says, gee, I just want to be independent. I don't want to have to depend on people and calling people for rides. What do we have public transit for? Mm. And plus, other cities have well-funded public transit, but not in Cleveland. So we don't know what's going on with that. So people were calling for maybe put it on the ballot or something, you know, to get a to get a you know, like the library does all the time, to get funded through the ballot. So hopefully that
right.
that could happen. But Al, I also want to let you know, and you probably already know, I'm sure you do, that you heard today that the police that put Tanisha Anderson to rest, unfortunately, they arrived at her home in 2014 when she needed medical help. Police
right.
arrived and detained her, and she died in their custody. And these two officers, the one that perpetrated the homicide and the one that looked on, the witness, received a slap in the hand. So Imperial Avenue Women and I were going to organize a rally for Wednesday for Tanisha Anderson and to stop these Cleveland police killings. And we'll be out at 5 o'clock on Wednesday at Superior and Ansel. Ansel Avenue is where Ansel Road is where it happened. And Superior Avenue, that
yes.
intersection, which is right across from East 93rd.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll be out there demanding justice for Tanisha and an end to these police homicides against black people in Cleveland. So I hope, you know, maybe some of the people in the listening audience might be able to join us. And I just want to let you know about that.
No problem. And so is that off of Superior, I believe?
Yes, it is. Right across from East 93rd, when I looked at the map. And on Facebook it says Rally for Tanisha Anderson. If you put that in, that should come up for you. Rally for Tanisha Anderson, T-A-N-I-S-H-A, Anderson, / against Cleveland police killings. So hopefully we can get a good crowd, and because it's just sad. Guess what? After getting a slap on the hand, the union is going to be appealing it. The police union is going to appeal it. That's just not good enough for them, you know. That the fact that these guys, one guy got a reprimand, the other guy got what? 10-day suspension. That's it for a homicide.
Wait a minute. The union is going to file for an appeal. This wouldn't be the union that's headed up by Fulmer, who said he needed the job because he wanted to be much more inclusive with the community, unlike his predecessor, Steve Loomis.
That's
the same union?
That's the same union. How are people supposed to trust the police? You know, especially an African American in Cleveland, how are they ever supposed to trust the police? And, you know, they're trying to build credibility with the police department with this consent decree, and this is not going to happen with this type of actions.
And that's so true. Hey, I thank you very much for being out there. If you hold the line, I'm pretty sure I get a couple of things on for you.
Okay, thank you.
You are so welcome, Wild Greater Cleveland Immigrant Support Network. Always out there. Before I go to 216-703, yes, I would be remiss if I didn't say that ribbons, wreaths, and things were out. I think you could help film what happened on the other end with the assault rifle ban that had come out. I also want to let people know that the first hip-hop retirement party for Shakim Zulu King Shabazz, what happened at the Cultivation Theater, 2134 Lee Road, Cleveland Heights, Ohio, 6 to 10 p.m., $5 at the door. That's Saturday, March 17, 2018, and everything's going on. All right, so I see that it says Egyptian, African. Hey, now, definitely, I'm in the Black Watch, and that's this coming Saturday, March 17th. For all poets, rappers, DJs, B-boys, graph writers, for more info, you can call 216-201-1182. A Shaka production. I think he'll be DJing, legendary DJ L-Dog. I have to find out some things because I know myself and Ronnie B and Eric Wilson were picked out of the hip-hop workshop, but I have to find out how does all of the formats for the music go? That way I can see if it's something that Black House Sounds as a unit would like to be a part of as well. As I move down and take a couple of these phone calls, which I do appreciate, I do plan on going to that 216-703 just to see what's on their mind. And before I do that, once again, I did need to put out that the Democratic Ward Club meeting is at the Stephanie Tubbs Jones Medical Center, and that is right in East Cleveland, across the street from the Wendy's. You won't miss it. That's Thursday, 5 to 7 p.m. You have National Action Network people such as Elder Goodrum there and many others. They're going to deal with the fact that it's National Women's Month, and I do believe I either have to write some poetry or do something else to at least to cherish the love just for the simple fact they are made, but not for too much besides being able to speak from a podium. And I always appreciate whatever it is that's done because they do everything they can to let people know that, hey, there are certain things going on in the community you can be a part of. 216-703. How are you doing out there? 216-703.
I'm doing great, Mr. Porter. How you doing yourself, man?
Oh, man, I'm doing all right. What is on your mind, and who are you and all that great stuff?
Oh, man, this is the one and only Hurricane Bane from Black House Sound, man. And I just wanted to call in and just say, man, the information that you get on this show is just unbelievably useful, man. I think that maybe we need to bring back that song called Medicine Man. I don't know how they want it. I don't know if they want it in prescription or embarrassment, man. I just don't know. They just people
me
just
either.
To, you know, man, I just don't understand, man. The society is just not where it's supposed to be right now, man. And then, you know, we got Trump as the president, man. It's just not really good right now, especially for African Americans, man. And, you know, we're definitely, with this show and other things that you do with the Black Man Army and Black on Black Crime and Black House Sound and Hip Hop Workshop and et cetera, et cetera, man, it's going to be a change, definitely.
Man, I appreciate that very much. And how can people check out, like, your new music and all that type of stuff?
Well, before we get to the music, I want to say that the Black House Sound open mic will be this Friday on the 16th at the church. And yours truly, Hurricane Bang, will definitely be there performing his single Motivation and other things of that sort, man. So, you know, if you guys want to come on now, support Black House Sound or just support God, come on out, man, and just come see us. It's a family event, free food, man. Real great show. You don't know if you're going to see poets, dancers, singers. You never know, man. It's unpredictable. So the only way you're going to find out if you
it
come
is.
Out. And also, if you guys have been listening to the show these last couple weeks or, you know, more than that, because I've been on the show more than this couple weeks. But to all the listeners
right.
that have been listening, man, I just want to say that if you want to get me on Facebook, it's Champagne Bang. That's my original page. I also got a music page on Facebook. It's called the Hurricane Bang / Underrated Music page. Everything from Black House Sound, Hurricane Bang, Mr. Powers, Mr. Porter, and Joseph Molly Jr. is on there. Also, if you want to get at me on Instagram, I'm on Instagram as Hurricane Bang _5950. And also, I got mixtapes on NatPiff. Two mixtapes. The first mixtape is Let's Be Serious with the moniker Underrated. And the second one is also under the moniker Underrated, but it's called I'm All I Got. And, man, we're just trying to take over the 2018, man. And I also want to give a shout-out to everybody that listens to the show, calls in for the show. And one more thing I got to say before I get off of here is, man,
yes, sir.
Any of you local artists that want to go on the radio and promote yourself, man, and you know, just want to get the people to hear your voice, man. Go on the Hip Hop Workshop radio show with Mr. Porter. I was on there last week, man. And I had a ball, man. Shout out to Mr. Fred Barkley and Mr. Milligrand for having me, man. And, man, I had a ball, man. Very great experience.
I am so glad to hear that. I appreciate it very much. And I know that Fred, and definitely because he did the Facebook Live for it, and I know that Milligrand being there, they'll appreciate that. So just thank you.
Man, no doubt at all. Nothing but love from over here, man. Once again, it's Hurricane Bang, Black House Sound on, and I'm out, man. Y'all be safe. Peace.
Peace. And, you know, before I do anything else, I'll talk so much myself. Let me at least play this one thing. I think I know what song to go out for later on, but I'm not going out with it yet. I'm going to play this for one of the people who called in earlier. Keep Praying from Black Odyssey right now.
Yeah. With every eye closed, head bowed. Let's talk to you for a minute. Just for a minute. Keep praying. Yeah. No matter what.
What's up? New day, new rhyme to say. To my little niggas on the block, hoping crime pay. To my niggas in them cells, waiting to pray. Trying to find ways to pop the gate. Straight out my broken home, full of hate. To all the young ladies having babies on their own, please never say I can't. I know it's hard, you lost a good job, but never turn your back on God. Keep the faith. I know it's pain, so I'ma start my days with the Our Father. Baby girl looked at me and said, why, look? Ain't no love in this city, plus they got us working for pennies. They wonder why these little niggas ain't afraid about dying. America's bullshit, I'm not buying. So for the food, I'm with the two screaming, gimme. Now to the law, I'm just another dumb one. But through the storm, there's a brighter day coming. There's a brighter day coming. The plans of a man will come true for you if he praying. So keep praying, cause we praying, and I'ma keep saying. And I'ma keep saying, yeah, cause we praying. And I'ma keep praying.
They say I'm too serious, I don't have enough fun. I'm from the place where these kids carry the guns. Take it to school, show it off. Little dude got it to keep the bullies off. Making life decisions at a young age. These judges want all black men in a cage. Dear God, help us with the strife. Niggas locked up wishing they could reverse life. Situation is strife. You hear grown men getting raped at night. This is the life little nigga aiming for. Started out 13, kicking the door, trading hoop dreams for hood dreams on a daily basis. Lil Chris, 19, facing two murder cases, with a baby on the way, waiting with the judge gon' say, hey, let us pray for the young and wild, cause all they know is what's found.
Moment of silence. Yeah, said the plans of a man will come true for you if he praying. Yeah, so keep praying. Yeah, cause we praying. And I'm gonna keep saying, yeah, keep praying. And I'm gonna keep saying, yeah, cause we praying. And I'm gonna keep saying, yeah, and we praying. And I'm gonna keep praying. Yeah, so keep praying. And I'm gonna keep praying. Yeah, keep praying. Yeah, keep praying. Yeah, keep praying. Keep praying. No matter what, love you.
And that was none other than Black Odyssey with Keep Praying. Before I leave out on anything, I want to call the attention that the Black Wealth Music Group, Eric Magnus, Iconic Concert will feature Ronnie B, The Unforgiven, as well as special guests Stone the Butcher, Al Porter. Well, guess what? Black House Sounds is going to be there in the middle of that set. So with that being said, you will also have, it's being at Jupiter Studios. That's where we'll be at. Jupiter Studios, which is 346 Main Street, Alliance, Ohio, 44601. So I'm very, very thankful for that one. Also want to take the time. I don't know how we missed out on that, but, well, there are a lot of things I have to do next week. But the International Women's Month rally march was last week, last Thursday. It was a blizzard last Thursday, and it was cold. But we started out at the Free Staff and went to the Old Stone Church. Organizers from ClevelandUrbanNews.com, Black on Black Crime Incorporated, how we work with others such as the Greater Cleveland Immigrant Support Network, Band in the Street, spoke Zachary Reed, Eugene Miller, Carl Stokes Brigade, Peace in the Hood, Dennis Kucinich, wife, the team, they were there. You also had Black Man's Army, National Action Network, Councilman Joe Jones, Cuyahoga County Progressive Caucus, Puncture the Silence, Refuse Fascism. There was many people there, and I was very, very glad and thankful that they were able to show up like that for such a major event. Before I do anything else, because I don't give enough information, I know somebody will be complaining. This one came from the Ultimate Advocates Job Alert. DSW, the shoe stores, are now hiring in retail. Also, this is totally different, Orange Village, Pinecrest Mall, all positions, retail, stock, cashier, customer service, food service, dock workers, and loaders, but you have to come apply in person, which works out a lot better for a lot of people. Last but not least, the Olive Garden on Harvard Avenue and Richmond Road hiring, criminal pass no issue. Ooh, y'all better be glad you called me back unrestricted, because I was getting ready to clown you on the air for calling me while I'm on the radio. Call them a private phone line. Anyway, as I do something else before I get into everything, I just want to thank people. This song that I'm going to play, and then I think I'll come back in about maybe a minute to wrap things up. It was done from the album, the third professional release, or professional-looking release, from Sheriff Kilroy. It was Black House Sounds Presents Sheriff Kilroy. Mentions a few things. It was just, man, I was like, look, Tanisha Anderson, Tamir Rice, 137 shots. No, don't go loot your own neighborhood if you're not going to go do something else. But the reason I'm playing this is because it kind of makes sense right now. And as I do that, I just want to thank people and tell them that for you all calling in, I do appreciate you all very much because it's a blessing.
Black House. Black House. Kilroy. Molotov cocktail, I brought a match. Let's blame Griffin. Tweet about that. Yeah, I'll never burn down my neighborhood.
No.
But downtown Cleveland,
Cleveland,
really good.
Yeah.
Dan Gilbert's commercial. See the horseshoe.
Shoot.
Me and my posse bound to come
through.
We'll make like our brothers in Cairo.
Rivers.
And snatch Mayor Jackson,
Jackson
through the front door. Tell Mayor Jackson, I'm in defiance. I wage war on his peace of life. Guardian angels, their pastor angel, gave cops praise at a precinct rally.
Yeah.
Months after, they killed Tim and Melissa. I got your ear.
You better listen.
You better not ask me the reason why.
I'm tired of black folks dying.
Black killer black, they go to jail. Cop killer black, they never see jail. I'm the wrong man to have a CCW. Reload. Got me down to act a fool. Top shot. 137 times. They get this. 137 rhymes. Him. Melissa. Tanisha.
Samir.
That bullshit gon' end this year.
We will.
All right. Music to loop by. Music to ride by. Down dirty music. The set of fire by. The set of fire by. The set of fire by. Down dirty music.
Adapt to possibility, we call it homicide. The government go inside, all time go inside. Got you stuck in the gap, and you trying to get out. My liberty was my freedom, my destiny was to try. And nobody know what's going on, cause everybody's tired. So we're cut though person. See it as a perfect time for you short that line. Look how the game designed, but it ain't a mystery or not a day. Tell who survived. It seems like all my people going with the lies. It's that real lyrics that cut the cat rapping down. Seen it be less dropouts and more cats and gowns. I had to see it for myself. I'm educated from the crowd. Generation played out. They got you beat.
Hey,
so you ran to a safe house. Another death in my family. Life intervention break the play style. And I know we about to break the state style. Politician, you can't hang out.
No.
Government officials do anything to get their name high. It's no doubt. Legacy,
my
blackout sound. The sheriff, they can't stop. Yes.
We will.
All right.
Music to look by. Music to ride by. Down dirty music. The set of fire by. The set of fire by. The set of fire by. Down dirty music.
And leaving out, I want to tell people that the Art McCoy Radio Show is on Sundays, 5 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time, WERE, 1490 a.m., or that's www.newstalkcleveland.com. I thank you all for at least checking on things and listening to how things are happening and wanting to be a part, which is very important. If you need to, feel free to come down to the Black on Black Crime Incorporated meeting, which are Wednesdays at 7:15 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time, 15415 Kipling Avenue off of Ivanhoe 44110. It's between the East 152nd and St. Clair intersection, as well as Euclid Avenue, but it's right off Ivanhoe. So the number 1 and the number 37, for those who are challenged car-wise, you can take those buses and get off at that intersection, or you can get off by using the number 28 bus on Euclid and coming down Ivanhoe, but that is a much longer walk. But, hey, a lot of us want to stay fit and trim and healthy. That's a good way to do it. Trust me on that one, I know. And I just want to say I thank you all very much for being a part of this program. And knowledge is definitely not a dangerous thing for you. The only time people really complain about it is when you get so far advanced, you might be able to find out more than, because it means it might end up with them being able to prey on you, and you play the role as, you know, person who's being preyed on. So with that being said, please network with each other, join each other for different events. Look forward to seeing you all along the way. Peace.